In this bulletin, Labor to support the federal government's plan to fast-track tax cuts for small and medium-sized businesses. Washington becomes the 20th US state to ban the death penalty. And in tennis, Matthew Ebden just one win away from becoming Australia's top-ranked male player. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Labor will back moves to fast-track cuts for small to medium-sized businesses. Under a Morrison government plan, companies with a turnover of less than $50 million a year will be given tax relief. They'll pay a tax rate of 25%. Opposition finance spokesman Chris Bowen says the party wants to ensure small businesses are looked after.
Labor has considered the government's proposal and will match the government's tax proposals, but will do so in a more fiscally responsible way than the government. The government may be prepared to throw budget responsibility to the winds, but Bill Shorten and Labor are not.
Liberal frontbencher Greg Hunt has welcomed the news.
Our goal is very simple. That is to help make Australian small and family businesses more competitive, to employ more people, to be able to invest more, and therefore to give people a better standard of living and a better prospect of long-term stable employment.
Every recommendation from a review into religious freedoms has reportedly been leaked before the government could release the full report and give its response. The Sydney Morning Herald has published all of the reported 20 recommendations from the review by the former minister, Philip Ruddock, who handed the report to the government in May. One of the recommendations reportedly urges the government to amend the Sex Discrimination Act. That could lead to gay students and teachers being rejected by religious schools. Similar exemptions exist in state discrimination laws. Labor's deputy leader Tanya Plibersek says the party has no plans to change any of the existing religious exemptions, but she says the party won't accept any new changes.
Look, it's not Labor's plan to reduce any of the existing exemptions, but any expansion of the right to discriminate is certainly something we're not contemplating.
Australians are being urged to check for any lost super, with $17.5 billion unclaimed nationwide. The Australian Taxation Office says one person has over $2 million in unclaimed super. The ATO says people often lose contact with their super funds when they change jobs, move house, or simply forget to update their details. The Prime Minister has denied he's thinking about who could be the next Governor-General. It comes after a News Corp report that the former Defence Force Chief Sir Angus Houston could be a replacement for Sir Peter Cosgrove, whose current term ends in May. Sir Angus, who left the Australian Defence Force 7 years ago, was made a knight by former Liberal Prime Minister Tony Abbott in 2015. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has told the Nine Network Sir Angus would be a good pick.
Well, there'll be an announcement about the next Governor-General next year, I assume. There's no particular hurry. Sir Angus Houston's a tremendous guy. I've worked with him very closely in defence and defence industry. I'm sure there are a number of good candidates, and it's not my call.
In the United States, the governor of the state of Washington has announced an end to capital punishment. Follows a ruling by the state's Supreme Court that the death penalty violates the Constitution. Governor Jay Inslee has welcomed the decision.
We now know in the Supreme Court decision affirmed that zip code and race are likely determinants whether an accused is given the death penalty. There is nothing equal, fair, or just if that has occurred. And unfortunately, it has. The state's Supreme Court decision today will stand as a beacon for equal justice in the state of Washington.
The death penalty remains legal in 31 US states. To tennis, San Matthew Ebden can become Australia's top-ranked male player if he beats Borna Coric in tonight's quarterfinal at the Shanghai Masters. The Australian progressed to the last eight with a straight sets victory over Peter Gojicic. If Ebden reaches the semi-finals, his world ranking will rise to 31, overtaking Alex de Minaur as Australia's number one. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Melbourne, sunny and 23. Hobart, mostly sunny, 21. Canberra, a possible shower and 18. Wollongong, showers increasing, 18 degrees. Also showers in Sydney and 20. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 20 degrees. Brisbane, rain at times, 20. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.